This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're on for office nowadays. You know the deal. Attack ads, spin and more spin, ridicule. How about a punch to the side of the head? That's what one young man, presumably a no vote, gave the Spanish prime minister yesterday. Over the past 5 years, Mariano Rajoy's conservative government has turned Spain from a debt-ridden mess into a model of real but somewhat uneven economic recovery. And he is hoping for a reward in elections this coming Sunday. From Madrid, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Street artist Jonathan Harosh is a walking, talking economic barometer. He sells his colourful landscapes to tourists in central Madrid, and he paints a vivid picture of the ups and downs of the Spanish economy.
2008 was terrible. 2010, better. But 2015, wonderful.
Thanks to the ever-weakening euro, holidays in Spain for people outside the eurozone are cheaper. Tourism here has boomed, and Jonathan's takings have soared.
For me, 2015 was the best year in the last 10 years.
Construction has seen a stuttering revival after one of the biggest real estate busts in Spanish history. Consumption is flickering back into life too. Gail Allard of the IE Business School in Madrid says the economy is certainly bouncing back from rock bottom.
It's growing faster than any of the big European economies. It's growing about as fast as the United States right now. So, yeah, there's a strong recovery underway.
Which should mean this Sunday's election will be a shoo-in for this man.
Señor presidente del gobierno, señoras y señores diputados.
Conservative leader Mariano Rajoy helped steer Spain back from the brink, cut the budget deficit and got the economy growing again. But his re-election is not assured. José Ignacio Torrebianco, author and commentator, says the problem for Rajoy is that his party's been mired in corruption and funding scandals.
Secret accounts in Switzerland, parallel account, and so on, you know. So it is a party that it is in a difficult position to capitalize on the benefits of economic recovery.
And that economic recovery has not been evenly spread. Far from it. Unemployment remains horrendously high at more than 20%, the second highest jobless rate in the eurozone. The repercussions of the housing bust continue. Repossessions are up this year, though vigorously resisted by the direct action group Platform for People Affected by Mortgages. The group's Lotta Ten Hoonan in Madrid derides all the talk about a rebounding economy.
It seems almost comical that people are talking and that the statistics are showing an economic recovery. That is not the reality for the people.
Reflecting the widespread discontent, two new political parties have emerged in Spain, the anti-austerity Podemos on the left and the more business-friendly Ciudadanos on the right. Alongside the Conservatives and the Socialists, no single party now seems likely to win an overall majority on Sunday. And it's far from clear who would form a coalition with whom. Spain's rapidly recovering economy could soon face another headwind: political uncertainty. In Madrid, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.